privilege to that the gentleman to my left has been such a major inspiration for so many people, not only in sports but in life. Believe it or not, to show you my age, I actually interviewed this guy in 1988 whenever he was at the top of his drag racing career at Darlington Dragway in an NHRA event, and he was as kind and cool as anyone ever has been that I've interviewed in motorsports. So Daryl Gwynn from Fort Lauderdale. Again, Daryl has done a lot of good things outside of motorsports with the Daryl Gwynn Quality of Life chapter of the Daryl Gwynn Foundation, the Bonacotti Fund to cure paralysis. And so much work has been done over the years, and each year Daryl heads up a way to award different things to folks that need different things here in life. And Daryl, I'm just going to turn the microphone over to you to tell you exactly what we're doing here today.
I appreciate that, and thanks for allowing us to use your platform to showcase what we do at the Daryl Gwynn chapter of the Bonacani Fund at the Miami Project, and what NASCAR has done. Normally we have a fishing tournament that we raise money to do stuff like this, but we didn't have one this year because, of course, the dates changed. It's not the chase race. We also do one in Daytona. But the reason why we're here today is, you know, we just donated this chair to this needy individual, Nishan. He was shot a year ago, and my phone started ringing from all the my doctors and all the people at the University of Miami about we need to get this guy a chair. And, you know, when I had the Daryl Gwynn Foundation, before I merged with the Miami Project, we gave away approximately 300 and I don't have exact numbers because we started keeping track later than we should have, but we donated about 350 power chairs when I had my foundation, and their average cost of them are about $25,000 a piece. Since I've merged, we're up in the 400, 500 range, and of course it takes a lot of money to do that, but most importantly, it changes the life of somebody that's been injured with a spinal cord injury. Nobody's immune to spinal cord injuries. Obviously, he got shot. Obviously, car accidents, diving accidents, you name it. No, you can slip in the shower and have a spinal cord injury. My point is nobody's immune to it, and you just never know. And just like you don't have to be driving a top-fuel dragster to get a spinal cord injury like what happened to me in 1990. But it puts smiles on our face. Like what I used to always say when we do this at the drag races was, when I had my own racing team and we were doing this, I said, well, we start out the day and we feel like we won the race already, and the race hasn't even started by donating a $25,000 chair to a needy individual and changing their life. And, you know, I don't know how to say this, but like when I got injured 30 years ago, I could hardly spell the word paralysis, you know, and now it's a common word in my life. And unfortunately, it's going to be a common word in his life for the rest of his life. And, you know, we just try and do what we can to help improve the quality of life. And we like giving them away at NASCAR races because, of course, they got wheels on them and they're a little racy, and Rubbin's racing. And I always tell the little kids that we do this for, you know, I said, I want to see pictures of their hallways, you know, after a month after they get the chair, because mom says the hallways are all marked up. He's learning how to use the chair, you know. But obviously, I've got a little experience. I've been in the chair for 32 years now. And Nishan, I don't know if you've bounced off of too many walls lately, but your chair looks brand new. And we're very proud to do this for you today and change your quality of life for the future. And like I said, my phone started ringing when this happened, and all the doctors said, we need to take care of this young man and his family. And the Daryl Gwynn chapter stepped right up and did that, and we're proud to do it and showcase him here at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Sean, how does it feel?
Feels like we won the race and it hasn't even started. So I don't have a dog in today's race, but you know, I'm a big fan, obviously. I've been coming here for years and years and years. I'm, local from Fort Lauderdale, and this place brings back a lot of great memories, and we've had a lot of great times in this media room between some of the fish we've caught in the lake and some of the lion drivers that tell them how big they are. You know, all the drivers, they want to think that their fish is bigger than it is, and they come in here and start lying about it after the fishing tournament. If you're not cheating, you're not doing it right, right? So, no, we've had a great time in here, and this kind of just makes our day for us, and obviously make his day, and just a great day for the Darryl Gwynn chapter.
Sean, how does this one feel to you? You said it's some pretty sweet wheels, huh?
Yeah, it's a very nice chair, you know. And I want to say on the behalf of me and my family, I want to say just thank you for donating this chair to me. Keep up the good work that you guys are doing and making family happy and everything. I just want you to just keep up the good work you're doing, and may God bless you and your family.
You bet. This is why we do it. And put a smile on his face and his family's face, and it's a life-changing moment for him, because it's something that maybe insurance doesn't, you know, obviously insurance doesn't cover for him. So, you know, to all of a sudden to be in a brand new power chair that's that costly is a game changer and a life changer. That's his independence. I don't know what I would do without this thing. For some of you that know me a little bit, you've seen me racing around at the racetrack. I don't know what I would do without this thing, you know. And nobody could keep up with me if I had a push chair. Nobody would be that athletic to push me around the way I like to go. So this is what he's going to be able to do. And, again, it's a game changer. It's giving him his independence. And that's what we like to see, and that's what we like to do for people like Nishan.
So his name is Nishan Blair. His accident actually happened whenever he was 16 years old. Nishan, now you're 17 years old. So just where you would know exactly who that is. We're going to go ahead and open it up for questions. I'm going to start over here with Tim on the right.
Hi, Darryl. Tim Reynolds with the Associated Press from Miami. We've talked before a couple of times. Nice to see you again.
You too.
You've been up there for maybe 10 minutes, and I think you've been smiling for about 9.5 of them. I know giving away the chairs are a passion for you. I understand that. But how important is it to show people like Nishan the attitude that you have and that you can smile?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's an eye-opener for people like Nishan who come here and have never been to a race before, kind of similar to what we do at the drag races, you know. When I had my team, we'd have somebody show up and they'd get a $25,000 chair and they'd hear the 11,000 horsepower roar of the engines. It's like all that in one day was like a day they'll never forget. Those are the things that we like to show them. Is, you know, I had a choice of sitting at home and doing nothing, or just continuing to be around like-minded people that I love in the sport of auto racing, NASCAR, NHRA, doesn't matter. We're all like-minded people. And we like doing it in front of this platform because these are the people I love, and these are the people that have supported me over the years. I've had a lot of great support, and for me not to do something to give back after the support that I had after my accident, for some of those of you that may not remember, I mean, the outpouring of support when I got hurt in 1990 was, I've never seen anything like it. You know, it was, so many things were done, and so many people were so supportive that I had to, you know, get my head out of the sand and make sure that these people realize that, you know, I'm here because of their support, and he's here because of our support, you know, and we're all one big family, and we try and take care of each other. And that's what we're doing here today.
Over here to my right, Dave Moody.
Yeah, Dave Moody from MRN and SiriusXM. Hi, Darryl. Back when you had your accident, and you've mentioned the outpouring of support that mobilized almost immediately, Did that exist for people that were, for lack of a better term, lower profile than you were? And if not, can you talk a little bit about how things maybe have improved in the last 20 or 30 years in that regard?
Well, a lot of things have improved. And to answer your question, it's a difficult question for me to answer regarding the support versus others because, you know, I've never measured any of that. I just know that the support that the outpouring of support for my incident, whether it was timing, whatever it was unbelievable. And what was the second question?
How the support system or how the reaction of the infrastructure, is there more infrastructure
in
place now?
Well, absolutely. For example, as soon as I got hurt, a lot of people, you know, I still had a drag race team, and a lot of people in wheelchairs came out to see me at the drag races. Well, NHRA had to immediately make sure that all the grandstands and everything was wheelchair accessible and stuff like this ramp to get up here on stage, you know. There's a lot of things that have been done since that day that weren't, you know, the ADA was born in 1990 as well, the same year I got hurt.
Over here, Mr. Toy.
Jason Toy, MRN. I'll show my age a little bit too. 1989, I think, Gator Nationals. I had a chance. You were always gracious enough to spend time, which was always great with the fans. It was awesome. I was a little kid at that time. Thank you. But when it comes to what you talk about a little bit, obviously with the paralysis and the Miami Project and all that, the chair is one part of it. What about mentally beyond that and trying to help these folks? And you know, A, the mobility is a good thing, but also the life-changing aspect.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, but there's no two injuries alike in a spinal cord injury. There are some that are very similar, but it's, you know, some people have a lot of support, some people have no family. Everybody is so uniquely different, but we still try and share the same matches, that is to get out there and be outside and enjoy your life. You know, if you sit at home all day, you know, for lack of better words, you're not going to last very long. You know, you need to get up and go and do. You know, it's hard for me to get out of bed. I'm 61 now, and I got to force myself to get out of bed. But it's reasons like this to get out of bed and do stuff like this. So I'm motivated. He was motivated today because he's getting a new chair. So just hopefully days like that will, you know, continue to resonate with him in the future so that he has an example to live by moving forward.
And we are Holly on the left.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you doing? Nice to see you. My question is similar to that in that how important has it been for you to be able to provide the chairs? Because that's such a huge thing and helps on a daily basis all the time, but to be able to do something that important that you see as life-changing immediately?
Well, that's a great question. And the reason why we like doing this so much is it's very tangible. We could sit up here and have a check in front of us, you know, for $25,000, but it wouldn't mean too much to any of y'all. But when we show you and show how it's changed his life, the wheelchair, it's so tangible that you see it, you feel it, you touch it, you see what it does to the family. It's a life changer, and it's a life changing day for him. And you guys will remember this. You know what I mean? It's you see him, you understand the situation better, and that's why I've always enjoyed it because, you know, I like to see what we're doing.
Questions. One last question right here with Scott up here on the front. Ulyssa, she's bringing you a microphone.
Hey, Russell, I got a couple that I want to mention to him, if it's okay, please.
Make them quick, Scott.
Sure, I will. Okay, first of all, did you get to know the Nick Bonacani family real well, and that's really got you going in this whole thing?
Well, so the story behind me is 6 months before my accident. My accident was April 15th, 1990. 6 months before that, myself and all the executives at Coors got in a meeting and decided that we wanted to donate some of the winnings of the car to charity. And we started looking around, And there was a lot of connections between the Miami Project, who had just started in 1985. It was founded by Nick and Mark. And there was some connections with Peter Kors and Dick Anderson, who was on the board of the Miami Project. And there was a bunch of people that actually recommended the Miami Project. And I'm the guy from South Florida, and the Kors people were kind of recommended the Miami Project. So we did a press announcement in South Florida. I'll never forget the day. And I applied the decal on the car myself, the Miami Project decal. And we went on to Indy and the Gator Nationals and several others and was doing very well and donating a lot of money to the Miami Project. And things were rocking and rolling. You know, it was a match made in heaven. And then, of course, 6 months after my accident, I'm on the other side of the fence. So it's kind of an ironic twist of fate that I ended up, you know, needing the Miami Project to cure paralysis, and that's the decal and the support that we had been given them, you know.
All right, now I have a two-part question real quick, okay? Number one, I witnessed the Mike Gutley when he got paralyzed in Detroit at Pontiac Silverdome. I have a higher profile athlete, but still brings cause to the event. Are you aware of what happened, and has he helped out a little bit in promoting this sort of cause?
Well, you know, whenever a celebrity, whether it's Christopher Reeve or Mark Bonacani or whoever, it does. But again, you know, no two injuries are the same. There's a football player back in the day that wrote a book. I'm not going to mention any names, but he ended up walking. And he wrote a book about, you know, how his will to walk is the reason why he was able to walk. He just happened to be one of the lucky ones. Because if I was able to walk and have more based on the therapy, I wouldn't be here sitting here talking to you right now 30 years later. I'd still be working, right? But it's because no two injuries are the same that he was able to walk.
And lastly, you're a drag racer, but you ever enter the thought of doing oval racing around these tracks?
No, I'm just a big fan of anything with an engine, and a lot of these guys are my friends and supporters, so I like being out here. Great place to be. It's like family.
Well, I can tell you, we certainly appreciate you being here, Daryl. Nishan, congratulations on being able to have that new wheelchair, and hope it really helps you as you move forward in your life. And again, just a huge appreciation, Daryl, for what you have done for so many years. I think everyone in this room has a huge respect for you for what you've done. You know, again, I had a huge respect for what you did behind the wheel of a dragster. Have a whole lot more respect for you today. So again,